No, occasionally you'd hear one referred to as a junk room, but I don't recall ever hearing the lumber room terminology.
And a woman would say if her house was really dirty, she'd say she had to do what to it? Say every morning she...
You had to clean it up and mop it out.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with would be a...
broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was...
Behind the door.
And to get from the first story to the second story in a two-story house, you have...
Well, usually a stairway, that was the norm.
What about to get from the porch to the ground?
I had a door step. Now, occasionally you would hear it referred to as a door stoop.
Mm-hmm. The steps would be called the door?
The step would be proper, or the, well, the most used terminology in our area.
Years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd go do the...
Go do the washing.
And on Tuesday they'd do the...
The ironing.
What would they call washing and ironing together, maybe nowadays?
Well, just do the laundry or do the wash.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm thinking in reference to home equipment. They lump the whole thing together now at home, or if they take their clothes out to a washateria, they simply say they go to the washateria. Well, they wash and dry there.
Did people used to use the term laundry when you were growing up?
Yeah. But, and we had commercial laundries in the area, a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the rural people didn't use them except in all stopgap and adverse weather conditions because it was such a chore to get out of town.
Mm-hmm. When you say laundry, then you think of the commercial place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the big black thing people would have out in the yard for heating water to boil the clothes in?
Well, they called it the wash pot. They usually had two, or no less than two, unless they were just extremely poor. In most cases, they had three.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a multi-purpose thing. They also used one to make their laundry soap or washing soap out of, which was an animal fat renderation with lye added, and they'd cook it out in one of the wash pots. And also we used one of the wash pots if to heat water in to scald a pig at slaughtering time.
Any other names for wash
pots? Not that I recall.
What about the thing that you'd make hot tea in? That
had
the spout you'd have on the stove?
Well, I'd go to the tea kettle.
Uh-huh.
Or simply the kettle, or a water kettle occasionally.
Ever call the wash pot a kettle?
No. Uh-uh.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Close the door. Or shut the door. Both terms were used to